Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Yunus. Now, in this regard, there is just one text which is reported with four different chains of narration, and all of them are extremely weak. However, before I comment on those four weak chains of narration, let me first read out a text of this narrative before you. The words are, Man qara'a Surah Yunus. The narrative is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'ab from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the words are, Man qara'a Surah Yunus, u'tiya min al-ajri ashru hasanatin bi'adadi man saddaka bi-Yunus wa kazzaba bihi wa bi'adadi man gharika ma'afiraun. Which means that a person who recites Surah Yunus, then he'll be given the reward equivalent to 10 pious deeds for every person who attested to the prophethood of Jonah and for every person who rejected it, and similarly for every person who drowned with the Pharaoh. So for each of these persons, that person will get the reward equivalent to 10 pious deeds. Now, as far as its chains of narration are concerned, two of them, for example, one of them each is found in Salbi and the other one is in Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir. Both of these chains, although are different in some respects, however, the common point in them is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be Majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam bin Sulaim al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following information recorded in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal from various Rijal authorities. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's Laysa Bishai, and another opinion that he holds about him is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he's Laysa Bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's Ghayru Siqa. Abu Zurar and Abu Hatim say that he is Zwaif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash say that he is Matruk, that he's been abandoned by Hadith authorities. Similarly, another opinion of Imam Nasai is that he is Laysa bi Siqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abul Qasim al-Baghvi says that he is Zaif al-Hadith Chiddan, he's extremely weak in matters of Hadith. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash is that he is Kazzab, that he's a liar. So we can see on the basis of this information how weak this narrative is. And in all probability, it is concocted. And we find a corroboration of this verdict when we see that this narrative is recorded actually by by Imam Ibn al-Jawzi in his Al-Mawzu'at, which of course is a collection of fabricated narratives. Now, this particular book has two chains of narration of this narrative. One of them contains Badi ibn Hibban, and the other one, and also Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, and the other one contains Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid, and similarly, Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. So Badi ibn Hibban is regarded to be matruk by Imam Darqutni. And as far as Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid and Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, this latter narrator appearing in both these chains of narration, they are concerned. Let me read out some of the comments of our Rijal authorities on them. Thus, for example, Ibn Sa'd says, فِيهِ الزُّعْفْ وَلَا يُحْتَجُّ بِهِ. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal has more than one opinion ascribed to him about this person. So he says that he's لَيْسَ بِالْقَوِي, لَيْسَ بِالشَّيْءِ, and زَعِيفُ الْحَدِيثِ. So all these three opinions are attributed to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal regarding Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Similarly, Yahya ibn Ma'in has more than one opinion stated about him, and they are Laysa bi Zakal Kabi, Zaif, Zaifun fi Kulli Shay, Laysa bi Shay, and Laysa bi Hujja. Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani also has three opinions about him. He is reported to have said that he is Wahil Hadith, he is Zaif, and that he is La Yuhtajju Bihi. Similarly, in the opinion of Imam Abu Zura, he is Laysa bil-Qawi, and Imam Nasai and Imam Hafiz ibn Hajar regard him to be Zaif. So we can see that this narrative also is why Ibn al-Jawzi has placed it in his fabricated narratives book, because of course this is a totally concocted and fabricated narrative and has absolutely no basis. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to read that surah by understanding it, and that understanding can only be achieved if we read that surah with a good translation. If we do not know the Arabic, we still have the opportunity to know about that surah through a good translation. So we must look for a good translation in a language that we know and try to read the Quran with that translation and understand the message of the surah that we are reading, and also reflect on that message and also try to communicate this message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.